Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It is time now for your morning update for this Wednesday, May 1st. Hey, it's May Day. Brought to you by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? All right, our weather forecast for today, cloudy skies, maybe some afternoon sun, fingers crossed. We're hoping for a high today around 63 degrees. Well, the wife of a man who was arrested on terrorizing and assault charges is speaking out, claiming Grand Forks police and the regional SWAT team mishandled that situation. Last weekend, police were called to a home in Thompson of a suicidal man armed with a gun. 35-year-old Kyle Spicer was eventually arrested after allegedly assaulting and threatening his own wife. His wife, Brittany Spicer, whom they share four kids with, is the one who originally called 911 and is now also the one fighting for his return. Brittany explained the 911 call began when her husband appeared to have a suicidal episode after he used a synthetic drug. What started out as a mental health crisis call quickly turned into something else. They took a situation that was supposed to help a man in a very bad mental health crisis and turned it into hurting him and physically assaulting him, Brittany said. She said lasers were pointed at her husband's face and members of the SWAT team assaulted him to take him into custody. She explained there was no resisting whatsoever. I watched the whole thing. Person from SWAT almost snapped his neck when he turned to tell me he loved me. Kyle Spicer has a history of prior offenses and is a convicted felon from a handful of crimes dating back 15 years. Spicer said they think the outcome would have been different if Kyle had a clean record. I haven't forgot about myself or what I went through, but my end goal is to have my family back and be happy and healthy, Brittany Spicer said. Crookston man been sentenced to nearly 22 years in prison, followed by 20 years of probation for producing images and videos showing the sexual abuse of a minor girl. The minor victim reported to school officials and to the Crookston police that Jorge Alberto Torres Jr. had been sexually assaulting and abusing her for several years. Torres threatened to and coerced the victim into submitting to his sexual demands, and he placed a hidden video camera in a bathroom used by the victim. Law enforcement arrested Torres the next day. Torres asked a family member to hide or destroy an Android cell phone and the hidden video camera. Law enforcement recovered the cell phone and found multiple pictures and videos showing Torres's sexual abuse of the minor victim and other child pornography. Torres pleaded guilty to one count of production of child pornography, admitted to other additional conduct constituting production of child pornography. He was sentenced Monday to 262 months in prison. Well, the northbound lane of Washington Street in Grand Forks closed. Crews doing complete reconstruction from Demers Avenue to First Avenue North. Now, city officials say traffic in the area will be reduced to a single lane in each direction. During construction, Washington Street will not be a designated truck route in Grand Forks. Truck traffic will be rerouted. The summer's construction on North Washington Street is a year one of a two-year project. Construction is expected to be complete by mid-November, and of course, that is weather permitting. Well, we'll have more news for you in just a minute. Want to talk about River Cinema 15. Make the River Cinema 15 of the Shire Bar and Grill your next dinner and movie destination. They're in the River Mall on East Side. Love the place. You can dine inside this movie memorabilia-packed restaurant, the Shire, or you can even take your movie to the your restaurant or your food to the movie you're attending. Some of this week's featured attractions are The Fall Guy, which, by the way, starts tomorrow, Challengers, Unsung Hero, Alien, the 45th anniversary, the 25th anniversary of The Mummy, Abigail, Shrek 2, Dune Part 2, and more. In fact, find the complete showtimes online at rivercinema15.com. And don't forget about Tuesday, $5 movie specials all day long. And on Wednesday, $5.50 senior matinee specials today and tomorrow. River Cinema Luxury has luxury recliners and expanded concessions. They now serve adult beverages and family-owned and operated. Check it out, River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Well, the Minnesota Twins are no stranger to unique home run celebrations. Last season, the team introduced a fishing vest and a fishing pole to the dugout, kind of nod to the state's 10,000 lakes. Well, this year, it's none other than a Midwestern delicacy, the summer sausage. Fueling the Twins' eight, make that nine-game winning streak. Thursday's matchup against the White Sox. Twins faced a 2-0 deficit in the bottom of the sixth. And hitting coach Dave Popkins brought a Cloverdale Foods tangy summer sausage into the dugout, beckoned his players to tap it before they hit. Presence of the sausage ignited a flurry of hits, including back-to-back homers from Edouard Julien and Ryan Jeffers in the same inning. After Carlos Santana homered in the eighth, Jeffers tossed the sausage to the first baseman on his return to the dugout, and the home run celebration was born. Since then, the sausage has been by the Twins' side, and they've had plenty of success to show for it, including that nine-game winning streak. Though the sausage has been traveling with the team in a Ziploc bag shoved into a shoe. And when it comes to their upcoming games in Toronto, it's unclear whether the sausage will make it through customs, though Jeffers is confident they can find a way. Finally, in sports, speaking of the Twins, Max Kepler drove in the tie-breaking run in the ninth inning for the second straight game. This time with a sac fly, the Minnesota Twins won their ninth in a row, 6-5 over the Chicago White Sox last night. First nine-game winning streak for the Twins in 16 years. Wow, the Twins and the White Sox wrap up the series today at 1. High school baseball yesterday, Red River beating Wahpeton 5-4 today as Red River hosting East Grand Forks at games of 3:30. Girls softball yesterday, East Grand Forks crushing West Marshall 20-5. Sacred Heart loses to the Northern Breeze 14-6. Girls soccer yesterday, Fargo Shanley beating Red River 3-1. And finally, the Red River Valley Catfish Club opens their season tonight at 6 on the North End. Stop down to the Whopper John Boat Ramp to find out more. And that's your morning update, brought to you this morning by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Saturday, May 4th at the Alaris Center, the Valvoline Tire One Toughest Monster Truck Tour Championship Weekend, presented by Sleep In, will return to the Alaris Center. This is the event that will determine who the 2024 Tour Champion will be. This year's event will include the return of 2023 Tour Champion Tailgater, making the effort to defend his title, plus several others, including Dirt Crew, Maximus, Dozer, and at least one never seen before at the Alaris Center. This is the premier monster truck event that always includes lots of big dirt jumps, old school crush cars, and racing that's just as exciting as the monster truck freestyle. Stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change on South 38th Street the day before the event to see a monster truck, get free pit passes, and register to win free tickets too. The Toughest Monster Truck Tour begins at 3 p.m. Saturday, May 4th at the Alaris Center, brought to you by Valvoline Tire One. And make sure you stop in and see some monster trucks. They're going to be at Valvoline Instant Oil Change this coming Friday, all right? Well, the Kentucky Derby is this weekend, and so is the big Kentucky Derby party at Rumors Sports Bar Casino. BT, Bill Tyrell, he'll be in today at 11 to tell us all about the party and more. Make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us, all right? Hey, the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.